Disney says it's canceling plans to build a $1 billion office campus in Florida.
The head of Disney's theme parks attributes the cancellation to, quote, new leadership and changing business conditions. And those changing business conditions appear to include what Disney sees as retaliation from the governor, Ron DeSantis, over its opposition to his parental rights in education bill, which critics have dubbed as the Don't Say Gay law.
NPR's Greg Allen joins us now from Miami to discuss this. Hey, Greg.
Well, hey, Linda.
So how big of a deal is this?
This is a pretty big deal. Disney began making plans 2 years ago to build this new complex for its creative team in Orlando. You know, they acquired the land and told some 2,000 employees they'd have to relocate to Florida. You know, as you say, it's a $1 billion project. These were to be high-paying jobs with an average salary around $120,000 a year. Canceling such a big project is a major decision for the company. In his memo, Disney Parks head Josh D'Amaro said, quote, "This was not an easy decision to make, but I believe it's the right one."
Now, much of this is related to Disney's ongoing feud with Governor DeSantis, right?
Right. That seems to be at least a factor here.
Okay.
The new leadership mentioned in the Disney memo includes CEO Bob Iger, who came out of retirement recently to resume his role as company chairman. Iger reportedly was not a fan of the plan to relocate thousands of employees, including some of the so-called Imagineers who helped design the theme park attractions. Plans for the project were also not popular with Disney employees, who were told they'd have to relocate. But the company has also been going through this whole cost-cutting regime in an effort to boost profits. And the New York Times reports that people briefed on the matter said the company's dispute with DeSantis figured prominently in the decision to cancel the project.
And this all began with Disney's opposition to a Florida law that limits what people can say about gender identity and sexual orientation in school, and then it escalated, right?
Right, exactly. You know, after this measure that supporters call the Parental Rights in Education Act passed last year, Disney's former CEO said he'd work to undo it. DeSantis then pushed for a law that was passed, which stripped the company of its self-governing authority. Disney, though, is a powerful company with a long history in Florida, and it fought back. The company recently filed a lawsuit against DeSantis and other officials. Here's CEO Bob Iger in a conference call with analysts last week.
This is about one thing and one thing only, and that's retaliating against us for taking a position about pending legislation. And we believe that in us taking that position, we are merely exercising our right to free speech.
During that call, Iger asked a rhetorical question. Does the state want us to invest more, employ more people, and pay more taxes, or not?
I mean, that's a big question. The decision means loss of jobs. I wonder also if other big companies are watching the feud and making their own decisions. How have leaders in Florida reacted to this news?
Well, you know, the head of Florida's Democratic Party, Nikki Fried, blamed the cancellation on, quote, DeSantis' unhinged personal vendetta against Disney. And he said that he'd made Florida an anti-business state. No word yet from Governor DeSantis himself, but in a statement, his press secretary cited, quote, the company's financial straits and said it wasn't surprising that Disney would, quote, cancel unsuccessful ventures.
NPR's Greg Allen in Miami. Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.